Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is there any other area, though, when we're sitting up in St. Joe and it's day three of practice and we're like, man, got to keep an eye on this competition? Is left tackle the only one? Because you go through it, you know, cornerback between, unless they draft one, between Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson. Okay, they're both start. I mean, depending on how you want to look at it,
I think they'd have to be drafted high enough to be said there's an open spot at corner. It's right. Not open if they take him in the third. It's only open if they take him in the first.
Because everywhere on the offensive line other than left tackle is, I don't care what they do in the draft, other than left tackle will be solidified. Nothing's happened with Tooney and Trey Smith. And
you can't take Pacheco's job.
Nope. And obviously, you got your tight end is taken care of. Wide receiver, Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown are your ones and twos. It's pretty simple. I don't care if they trade up to 15. It's still going to be those two as your one and two. And defensive line, on one side, you know you got Carl Loftus. In the interior, it's Chris Jones. And on the other side, I think it's pretty clear. It's going to be Mike Dana initially. I guess a slight battle. I don't know if I'll call it a real competition.
Between Felix.
Maybe. I expect
initially. Maybe it's a 40-40 split. You know they do it at defensive line if he plays well.
And then linebacker, no competition going on there. We know what the linebacker
is. They gave Drew Tranquil a contract for a reason. Nick Bolton is there, so that's a lot. Like, when he said that, I was like, oh, for the second consecutive year, because last year was like this too. Remember the way they drafted. For the second consecutive year, the Chiefs are currently trying to draft zero starters. Other than maybe left tackle. Maybe. Other than that, I know they're trying to draft starters. I mean, they don't need, like last year, they did not draft a single guy who walked onto the field and started for them. They specifically, I believe, referenced it as a depth draft. We're back to depth again? Now, look, I think in the first round this time, they can't be going for project first rounder for the second consecutive year. Like, well, he's raw.
Now, Rice ended up being a starter, right?
He did.
You know, it took week eight or whatever it was.
Ish. Yeah, they ended up getting a starter out of it. I think Shamari Connor has a chance to be a starter essentially this year. It doesn't mean those guys can't fall into it. But they went into the draft, and week one, week two, week three, none of those guys were starters. Some were contributors, but they certainly weren't out of the gate guys who just made plays for this team. This year feels very similar because what you just said. Think about it from a second tier. All right, so we think there's one starting job open that is undecided for sure. That's left tackle. Every other one seems like it's just kind of decided, I'll be honest. Like, I can't think of a single other position where it's not just determined, except for maybe a first-round pick taking someone's job. Maybe. At the second level, what are you looking for? Maybe a backup running back. Swing guard, swing tackle, right? So a backup, that's up for grabs. Fourth linebacker, fourth corner. I mean, you're pretty far down the depth chart. Really, you are answering questions for who is a player we can draft now that can start for us a year and a half from now. As crazy as that is, it seems like that might be where the Chiefs actually are.
But that's how you build out the dynasty. I mean, the reason why the draft a couple years ago ended up being multiple guys that started for this team. But if you're building the dynasty out and you got to have cheap, cost-effective guys on your roster long-term when you know that eventually maybe you're not going to pay, like we just saw it play out, you're not going to pay Legarius Sneed, so you drafted Jalen Watson and Joshua Williams, perhaps, and Trent McDuffie too. But like what's the next position that you feel you're either going to have to pay somebody or they're just going to
linebackers one if you don't pay Bolton, and guard.
It could be, and wide receiver is still a need for a variety of. I think it fits both. Yeah. It's now and it's also for long term because under contract after this upcoming season is what Rashee Rice. Sky Moore will have like the final year or so of, or 2 years of his rookie deal. And that's it. Justin Watson's deal is done after this year. Kadarius Toney, even if he makes the team, this is 1 year left on his contract. So you go through the wide receiver room, and it's not only this year, but that is a pick that would set you up for the next 3+ years. So that's why everybody naturally thinks they're going to draft multiple wide receivers.
Yeah, because, yeah, if from a long-term perspective, I would say, look, running back always, but I don't care because it can be drafted whenever. But from a long-term perspective, wide receiver is number one in the you don't have a lot of long-term solutions. Like, just you just don't. You've got everyone on a one-year deal. And I think Brett Veach today, when he was speaking to the media, did say, hey, we feel lucky we've got him here for a year. I don't blame you. He's like, he's going to price himself. He's going to get himself a nice little payday moving forward. Because he is.
Best deal of the offseason.
Most likely, yes. For a wide receiver, no better deal was to be had. For price and length and risk, there is none, essentially, for the Chiefs. Even if it blew up in their face, it can only set them back so far. It's a one-year deal for very little money by NFL wide receiver standpoints. But you do still need long-term answers there. And I think you need long-term answers at offensive line. Because if this isn't the draft you get left tackle in, and there's a chance that it isn't, if this is the draft you do not get your future left tackle in, then Toney is not for sure in the long haul. Creed is not for sure in the long haul. Trey is not for sure in the long haul. And Juwan Taylor, based on current level of play, probably at least one more year after this one. But that means you've got 2 seasons worth of runway on that with no other definitive answers. And if I don't have any definitive answers except for one guy on the offensive line for 2 years, well, then I kind of have to draft at that position. This is what that draft starts to feel like. Maybe guards higher than we think. Maybe they take a guard in the second round. Maybe they take a guard in the third round because they're going to need answers at those positions moving forward.
Well, I think a guard outside of the first round at some point would make a ton of sense. You lost Nick Allegretti. I mean, so, and he was the guy that was a depth piece, and then potentially it sets you up, as you were saying, if they end up not signing Trey Smith to a long-term deal, well, then did you have somebody going into the following year that won't be a rookie and that you're confident in? It's way more likely that you would also just start a rookie at guard than you would at tackle. Like just
Trey Smith started as a rookie.
Exactly. It's just,
Who did we went through this
a couple weeks ago. I think we went through this.
He didn't have the job. Someone got hurt, and then Trey Smith just never lost it. I thought it was Rimmers, but I can't remember now.
Or LDT. I can't.
Yeah, it was one of the two.
I think LDT was it the COVID year or the year after when he decided to step away. Point being, it's more likely that you would see a team start a rookie at guard than a rookie at left tackle, unless, again, they find a tackle and they get him in the first round and it's a much higher pick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.